Sickle Cell Disease by All Star Medics. 1. Description. Sickle cell disease is an inherited genetic disorder that affects the hemoglobin in red blood cells. It refers to a group of inherited red blood cell disorders characterized by the presence of hemoglobin S, also called sickle hemoglobin. These include hemoglobin SC disease, hemoglobin S beta thalassemia, and hemoglobin SS disease. Sickle cell anemia, or SCA, is the most severe form and occurs when a child inherits two copies of hemoglobin S. Symptoms usually appear after 6 months of life. The hallmark of sickle cell anemia is recurrent painful crises caused by vaso-occlusion. These crises range from mild episodes to life-threatening emergencies. Prompt treatment is essential to reduce morbidity, mortality, and complications. 2. Signs and symptoms. Children may present with persistent anemia, typically with hemoglobin levels between 6 and 8 grams per deciliter, recurrent jaundice, recurrent abdominal pain, swelling of the hands and feet, known as dactylitis, painful limbs, acute neurological symptoms, sudden circulatory collapse with severe pallor and shock, hepatosplenomegaly, recurrent infections, poor growth. 3. Investigations. Investigations include newborn screening for babies up to 3 months old who are born in Lusaka or Indola. These infants may be referred to the University Teaching Hospital's Children's Hospital or Arthur Davison Children's Hospital. Full blood count with differential. Macrocytosis may be present due to increased reticulocytes. Reticulocyte count, which is usually between 5 and 15%. A peripheral smear may show irreversible sickled cells, polychromasia, occasional nucleated red blood cells, schistocytes, Howell Jolly bodies, and target cells. Sickling test. Sickle scan. Hemoglobin electrophoresis or high-performance liquid chromatography. Blood grouping and cross-matching if transfusion is needed. Biochemistry may show raised LDH, low haptoglobin, high total and indirect bilirubin, and elevated AST levels. 4. Treatment. 4.1. Routine long-term care. All children should receive folic acid at a dose of 5 mg once daily. Infants may have the tablet crushed for easier administration. 4.2. Hydroxyurea. Hydroxyurea is an anti-neoplastic medicine that inhibits DNA synthesis by blocking ribonucleoside reductase. It increases fetal hemoglobin, reduces neutrophils, alters red cell adhesion, increases the water content of red blood cells, and improves the flexibility of sickled cells. It is recommended for all children aged 9 months and older with hemoglobin SS or S-beta 0 thalassemia after counseling. Do not use hydroxyurea in children with acute liver disease, a history of severe toxicity, hypersensitivity, or in children who are sexually active and unwilling to use contraception. Baseline tests include a full blood count with differential, reticulocyte count, hemoglobin electrophoresis or high-performance liquid chromatography with quantification of hemoglobin F and hemoglobin S, a chemistry profile, liver function tests, and renal function tests. Children on hydroxyurea should have hemoglobin electrophoresis every 6 months. Initiation should involve consultation with a pediatric hematologist. The starting dose is 20 mg per kilogram per day. The maximum dose is 35 mg per kilogram per day. Full blood count and reticulocyte count should be monitored every 4 weeks during dose adjustment. Dose escalation is done by increasing by 5 mg per kilogram per day every 8 to 12 weeks until the absolute neutrophil count is between 2,000 and 4,000 per microliter, or the maximum tolerated dose is reached. Once stable, monitoring is done every 2 to 3 months. Caregivers should be counseled never to double doses if one is missed. Clinical response usually takes 3 to 6 months. Monitor MCV and hemoglobin F to assess response. Hydroxyurea should be withheld if the absolute neutrophil count drops below 2.0 times 10 to the power 9, if the reticulocyte count falls below 80 times 10 to the power 12, if platelets fall below 80 times 10 to the power 9, or if hemoglobin falls below 5 grams per deciliter. If toxicity occurs, stop treatment for 5 to 7 days and repeat the full blood count. If counts return to baseline, restart at the same dose. Liquid formulations may be prepared by a compounding pharmacy and expire after 2 weeks. Hydroxyurea should be continued during illness or hospitalization. 4.3. Malaria prophylaxis. All children with sickle cell disease should receive Deltaprim. The dose is 1/4 tablet once weekly for infants up to 3 years old, 1/2 tablet once weekly for children aged 3 to 10 years, and 1 tablet weekly for those older than 10 years. If allergic to Deltaprim, use Dapsone once weekly. 4.4. Penicillin prophylaxis. Penicillin V is given at 125 mg twice daily from 2 months to 3 years of age and 250 mg twice daily for children older than 3 years. Erythromycin is used in cases of penicillin hypersensitivity. Penicillin prophylaxis may be stopped at age 5 years or older if the child has never had pneumococcal infection, has received one dose of pneumococcal polysaccharide vaccine and appropriate pneumococcal conjugate vaccines, and has never had a splenectomy. 5. Outpatient follow-up schedule. Follow-up according to age. From birth to 2 years, visits occur every 3 months. Tests include hemoglobin electrophoresis, blood group, full blood count with differential, and reticulocyte count. Assess vaccination status, provide antibiotic prophylaxis, demonstrate spleen palpation, begin hydroxyurea at 9 months, and record vitals including oxygen saturation, weight, and height at each visit. From 2 to 5 years, visits are every 6 months, with full blood count and reticulocyte count at each visit. Bilirubin, urinalysis, renal function tests, liver function tests, HIV and hepatitis B tests are done annually. Transcranial Doppler is done yearly. Hydroxyurea continues. Ophthalmology screening begins at age 10. An echocardiogram is performed only if symptomatic. Pulmonary function testing is done at age 10 and repeated only if symptomatic. Vitals are reviewed at each visit. From 12 to 16 years, clinic visits continue every 6 months with the same laboratory tests as above. Hydroxyurea is continued, yearly ophthalmology screening is done, echocardiogram is performed only if symptomatic, and pulmonary function tests are done. Transition assessment should occur during this age group. Hemoglobin electrophoresis, or HPLC, should be done after 6 to 12 months of age, provided there has been no blood transfusion within the past 3 months.